Snow White, from A Wee Book of Fairy Tales in Scots. Lang, lang ago, in the days o' lang syne, there was a beautiful queen, and this queen had an auld magic keeking gliss. A' day and every day the queen stared at herself in this gliss, speering the same question hour and hour again. Mirror, mirror on the wa', wha's the bonniest o' them a'? And the mirror telt her, "O queen, I canna tell a lee, the bonniest o' them a' is ye." And it was the same the next day. Mirror, mirror, you're my pal, tell me, wha's the braest gal? Queen, what I hae to say is true, the bonniest lass o' a' is you. And the day after that, mirror, gonna tell us once again? Queen, you're a stouter, 10 out o' 10. A' day and every day the queen speered wha was the maist beautiful, and the keeking glass aye answered that it was her. But one morning the queen got out o' bed and speered the mirror her favourite question. Mirror, mirror, what do ye say? Wha's the bonniest lass the day? But this morning the keeking glass held it swished. Come on, walk up, rise and shine, tell me I'm the bonny quine. But still the mirror didna say a word. Come on, what's going on? This isna fair. Am I no the bonniest ony mair? The queen's face turned aw peely wally. She was feart what the mirror would say. I was the bonniest, shouted the queen. You telt me last night. But the bonniest this morning, replied the glass, is young Snow White. The queen shuggled wi' anger. Snow White was her stepdaughter, and although she loved the lass, she loved herself even mair. Snow White is a traitor. Snow White is nae good. Gairds, tak her and leave her in Babberty Wood. Babberty Wood was a muckle dark place, full o' crabbit wolves and bears. The palace gairds took young Snow White into the middle of the wood and left her lane. Snow White was awfu', awfu' feared. She didna ken what she had done to mak the queen so angry. Greeting, she ran through the forest, no thinking where she was gone. She hurt her feet on sharp stanes, and the branches of trees scalped her arms and legs. Snow White was just about to gee up and lay down to wait for the craws to come and pick out her ease, when she saw a wee hoose. Snow White chapped on the door. There was nae answer, so she went ben. Inside the hoose, she saw a table set out with 7 wee plates, 4 tatties and breed, and 7 wee cups full of juice. Snow White was that hungry, she ate up a' the tatties, and scoffed a' the breed, and guzzled down a' the juice. Aside the table, there were 7 wee beds with 7 wee pillies. Snow White was that wabbit, she lay down on the first bed. But it was too wee for her. She tried the second yin, but that was too wee for her and a'. She tried a' the beds until she came to the 7th yin. That bed was fine, so she lay down on it and fell over into a deep sleep. That evening, when it was dark, the owners of the house returned. They were seven dwarfs that had been howking gold out o' a nearby mountain all day, and they were sair tired and gey hungry. But when they let Connells to see better, they kent immediately that something was wrong. "Hey, what idiot's been at my tea?" speered the dwarf called Greedy. "Telling you knew it wasna me," replied the dwarf called Luggy. "Somebody else has been in oor hoose," cried Nebby. "And that somebody has stolen my juice," howled Crabbit. "And a' the tatties and the breed," yelled Glaikit. "That somebody will soon be deed," roared Minger. Then Bigheed, wha was the oldest and wisest of the seven dwarfs, says, "Dinna panic, lads, dinna fear. See, our wee guest is sleeping here." And the dwarves looked, and they saw Snow White asleep in yin o' the beds. "Get out my bed," said Greedy. "Thon's no fair." "Haud your wheesht," said the other dwarfs. "You sleep on the flare." "She's such a sad, bonny wee crater," said Bigheed. "She'll bide wi' us until she feels better." And the dwarves let Snow White bide wi' them in their house. Back at the palace, the queen, thinking that Snow White must hae been eaten by one of the Crabbit bears by noo, couldna wait to speer the magic mirror her question. "Oh, my braw wee looking glass, tell me wha's the bonniest lass?" "Roses are red, violets are blue," said the mirror. "Tell you what, hen, it isna you."
"Mirror, mirror, you feeling all right?"
"Aye," the mirror said, "and the bonniest lass is still Snow White." "But Snow White's deed, she's lying in the glen."
"Nah, she's fast asleep at the dwarf's button ben."
Hearing that, the queen's face turned blue, then pink, then puppy wi' rage. As angry as a bike o' bees, she got hold o' a big shiny reed apple and dooked it in a bucket full o' poison. Then she dressed herself up as an old wifey and gaed through the barbity wood to the dwarf's house. It was dreich weather that day, but the queen waited there in the pouring rain until Bigheed and Greedy and Luggy and Nebby and Crabbit and Glaikit and Minger had left the house to go to work.
"Hey ho, hey ho, it's off to work we go. Hey hey, hey hey, there's loads o' work today. Hee haw, hee haw. We're gone to shoot the craw."
The seven dwarfs sang as they disappeared over the brae. When they were awa', the queen chapped on the door. It was opened by the beautiful young Snow White. The queen was even mair furious when she saw who bonny the lassie had become, but she kept her anger to herself and smiled.
"Good morning, my dear. Where's all your busy wee pals?"
"Oh," said Snow White, "they're digging up mines and howking canals."
"Would you mind," said the queen, "if I come out o' the rain?"
"No, granny," replied Snow White, "come in and dry out. I'm here o' a lane."
"On your ain?
What a shame. Come on. This'll mak you feel braw. Just tack this reed apple and gie it a chaw." And she offered Snow White the big shiny reed apple that she had dooked in the bucket o' poison. The lass took yin bite oot o' it and immediately drapped doon onto the flare. The sleekit queen went back to her palace grinning fae lug to lug, thinking that she had killed Snow White. When the seven dwarfs came home, they could not believe what they saw. "What has happened to Snow White Fair?" cried Greedy. "Why is she lying down there on the flare?" asked Luggy. "Her een are closed, her reed lips are still," said Nebby. "She does not look well, she looks awfu' ill," said Crabbit. "My heart is full o' a terrible dread," declared Glaikit. "Mine too," sobbed Minger, "for Snow White is dead." Then Big Head, the oldest and wisest of the seven dwarfs, said, "We must tak her out to the old birk tree and bury her there with dignity." And the dwarfs picked Snow White up and carried her through the wood. A prince frae another land was riding by on a braw white cuddy. He saw the seven wee men carrying the beautiful lassie on their shoulders through the forest.
"Stop, men! Hold it there! I canna let you pass afore you tell me the name of this bonny young lass."
And without waiting to hear her name, the prince loped down for his cuddy and kissed Snow White on the lips.
The dwarfs weren't happy that the prince had kissed her without asking, and a rammy broke out among them.
But while they were all arguing, the lassie opened her een. She hoosted and coughed and then bulked up the piece o' the poisoned apple. When she was weel again, Snow White telt the prince about the sleekit queen. With the seven dwarfs as his soldiers, the prince battered down the palace door and smashed the magic mirror into a thousand wee bitties. Snow White and the prince were married, and the dwarfs, mind, that's Big Head, Greedy, Luggy, Nebby, Crabbit, Glaikit, and Minger were the best men, all seven of them, on Snow White's royal wedding day.